What's going on, guys? Welcome back to Putting In Work Overtime, the bonus episodes of the interview podcast on the 8-Bit Collective, powered by Audio Technica. I'm Johnny Peck. This is the fifth overtime episode, and I've got Alex Van Aken and Blessing Adeoye Jr. from OK Beast talking about launching a Patreon this week. The OK Beast guys launched this just a few days before recording this, and after one day, they were up to something like 72 patrons, kicking in around $345 US every month, which is an awesome start for a small group of creators. For people who don't know, Patreon is an online platform for people to support their favorite creators with a monthly pledge, usually in different tiers. For example, OK Beast has $1, $3, and $8, and that allows you to access bonus content or early access to stuff that goes up there. So I had Alex and Blessing on the podcast about 7 months ago. It's cool to see how far they've come since then. So if you're a fan of those guys, make sure you check that out. And also my interview with Ian Preschel about moving to Japan. So here is Overtime with Alex and Blessing. Enjoy the show. Blessing and Alex, thanks for coming back. I feel like I can't have one without the other, so here you are again.
Yes. Yeah, we like to call ourselves bread and butter. That's our thing.
Yeah, I guess.
Which one's the bread? I'm guessing maybe Alex.
Yeah.
Oh, Alex is 100% bread. We actually nicknamed him Wonder because he brings that. And it all kind of falls in line with his brand. Mm.
And he's white.
They call me Butter because I'm smooth.
Yeah, I like it. I think that could work. And I guess that would make...
I'm okay with it.
That would make Moises and Ian and Brandon the like sprinkles on the bread and butter. To make the fairy bread. Do you guys have fairy bread?
No, I've seen photos of this fairy bread. It looks magical. Like it's something special.
It is.
What is fairy bread?
It's bread with sprinkles on it.
Oh.
It's basically sugar and butter on bread.
Yeah.
So it's butter on bread with sprinkles on it?
Yeah, you just put sprinkles
on
top.
Sprinkles?
Yeah.
That sounds disgusting.
I'll send you photos.
I'll do that and then batter it and make some French toast out of it. Be good.
Although, I guess jelly on toast and butter isn't... Because, like, here's the thing. When I think of bread and butter, I kind of think more savory than sweet.
Mm.
But sprinkles on top of that, I feel like kind of ruins that dynamic. But also... jelly, when introduced to the mix, I think kind of uplifts it, and so I'm of two minds where the jelly as a sweetener works, sprinkles as a sweetener I'm currently unknown, and so I'm gonna reserve judgment until I actually try it for myself.
Yeah, that's good way to be. Speaking of a good way to be, you guys are in a very great place with the launch of your new Patreon. Congratulations.
Thanks.
Light clapping.
Yeah.
Really appreciate that.
Yeah. You launched this as of recording about five days ago. Mm-hmm. And it's very quickly apparent that you have a great following that's willing to get behind you and support you. How much have you been surprised by how quickly this thing's kind of taken off from maybe what you were expecting?
I think it was, I was very surprised. Like I think we've got 72 patrons. I was expecting 10 or 15 max. And we blew through like, you know, the first 65 in the first day. So it's been kind of crazy in that regard. But yeah, it blew my mind.
Hmm. Yeah. And like I was especially blown away by how many people gave to the highest level. Because like the way our Patreon is set up, there are three tiers. There's the $1 tier, the $3 tier, and the $8 tier. Most people they're giving to the $8 tier, which was like... I think I argued for like, yo, let's just do like a $3 tier only, or let's just do like $1. I can't remember my arguments, but I was like, yo, let's not put that expectation out there, because like I never felt that like our content was worth like, I mean, not that our content isn't worth $8 a month or whatever, but like I never thought that that's the sell I can make when Netflix is like $10 a month or like Hulu is like however much a month. Mm. And so for people to actually be like, yo, we support you and we believe in you guys enough and enjoy what you do enough to really support you that much, that was super surprising to me and super cool.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, I watched your latest video this morning, the PlayStation exclusives one, and at the end I was like, oh, wow, there's a lot of people that went for that tier, producer tier. So that's awesome. And I guess on that, do you feel like now that it's gone better than you expected, there's a pressure to deliver a new level of content? Or is it just kind of the people, as you've been putting it, tipping you for what you've already been doing?
I think 2018, we were already planning to go try to take our content, refine it, and take it to the next level. And so we were kind of, we put this out there, you know, and in hopes that people would support it. But I think, yes, we are planning, but we already were. And I'm not saying like you can expect like 4K cameras and like crazy insane, you know, no clip levels, but we've been wanting to refine our content for a while, whether it was our podcast or our video or whatever. Like, this is a year I think we've been wanting to really improve the quality of everything that we do. You know, whether that's actual, like, you know, fidelity of like, oh, this graphic's really cool now, or like, oh, let me just work on my writing and get that to where it's like so much better and so much more professional. And so I think that's kind of one of the mindsets we had going into 2018 anyways. What do you think, Bless?
I think for me, the amount of support that people have given us has kind of like, it has shifted my mindset a bit of like, I feel like for me going in, or not having the pressure of a Patreon or people actually like monetarily supporting us, had me like on a more sort of casual level of thinking about things and approaching things, being like, okay, if you missed a week, I'll feel bad about missing a week for like either a podcast or a video, right? But I wouldn't like, I wouldn't be the end of the world, right? And even now, it's not the end of the world if you do that, but I feel like a lot more pressure to actually like deliver. And so I do feel like there is an extra level of expectation there that I didn't feel before, where before, like, all our content's free. And so like, if we miss something, we miss it, or like if something goes through cracks, no big deal. But now that people are actually like paying for stuff, and at this level, like, I know people probably aren't expecting everything to be 100% down packed and 100% like perfect. But I feel like that pressure is almost there. Like, at least in my own mind, I kind of have that pressure there to deliver.
Yeah,
there's definitely pressure. Yeah.
Yeah, that's probably a good thing. I think it can only really help you deliver and get some.
Yeah, it's more accountability.
Yeah, yeah,
yeah.
Mm-hmm. I'm interested because, as with a lot of people who are creating content, I have a special eye on the small creators, if I can call you that, that go onto Patreon, because it seems like a platform that's become very much for supporting people leaving their jobs, as you know, from people like Kind of Funny and Jared Petty and people in our kind of community who've done that, and it's been really successful for them. But it's kind of taken the identity of that platform away from people who are just doing it to kind of supplement what they're doing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
What was your approach to it at the beginning, and when did you kind of decide now is the time to do it?
I think a big factor, when I first started Okie Beast, I always like one of the goals. In fact, I even saw it as more of like an end goal, right? Is to start a Patreon and be able to make money for doing the things that I love. And like, I think me and Alex kind of always kind of bounced the idea off each other like casually, and never really like, I didn't think it would happen this soon. But I think one of the biggest catalysts was in January, when like, I think it was the site costs. Like, I think Brandon or somebody brought forward like, hey, like, to renew the site and to like for bandwidth and all this different stuff is going to be like $200 or some kind. I forget the exact.
It was 400.
Amount. It was 400. And like at first I was like, okay, that is ridiculous. We got to overhaul everything. In my mind, I was like, okay, we're switching whatever thing we have set up now, we're switching it over to something that's more reasonable. But like, I think that also comes with the reality of growth. And the more people that visit your site, the more expensive it's going to be. The more you kind of want to do, the more it's going to cost. And for me, I don't know about the others, but at least for me personally, like, in order to sustain something like that, I wouldn't be able to do my full-time job and also do Okie Beast without Okie Beast somehow paying for itself. And so that was a big factor of me being like, okay, guys, maybe you should start thinking about a way where we can actually have Okie Beast like worry about itself without us in our personal jobs really worrying about it. Because like, when it comes down to it, it's more so it's a hobby, if anything. It's a hobby that we're all passionate about, and that we're all really putting our all into, and we want it to be its best. In order for it to be that, then it has to be able to stand on its own in a way.
Alex,
I think that totally what Bless said. Like, it was the main catalyst. I think originally was, you know, not losing money, and I think another one was like, well, what if it did get, you know, bigger than what we had in our minds, then, you know, that's a way for people, for me, or Bless or whoever, that's like one less side job I have to do this month or that month. And I can just put that time into OK Beast instead of somewhere else, because there's plenty of stuff to do around here. It's just, you know, we have other responsibilities. And so having that as an option was a huge thing, I think. So, yeah, we're not quitting our jobs or anything, but I have been able, and I'm going to luckily be able to continue to pull back on freelance jobs and side jobs and have more free time to put into research, to put into, you know, this podcast thing or that video. So I think it is a bandwidth thing as well.
Yeah. Also, like Greg Miller, there was an episode of Kind of Funny Games Daily. It's one of their, one of the Kind of Funny shows, where somebody wrote in a question to Greg Miller and asked about like starting their own thing, starting their own project, and like what would he recommend. And I think one of the answers that he gave was like, hey, like start, if you're gonna do a Patreon, just start right away. Like, don't wait, just start it now. And that way your audience grows with you. Your audience gets to understand what Patreon is as you're going, and you can kind of continually nurture that relationship and nurture that growth. And your audience grow with your Patreon with you. And that was a big part of it. Cause I think from my mindset was like, yo, let's wait till we hit 10,000 subscribers and then pull the trigger. Let's wait until we get this big, then pull the trigger and have a huge launch and all this stuff. And then like when Greg said that, that made me ask the question like, okay, why am I wait? Why are we waiting? Like what really is the best choice for OK Beast now and for the future? And it made me really consider that a lot more.
Yeah. Interesting. So despite Greg's advice, with your 1 week of experience with Patreon, do you think there is a number that people should look at before they jump in? Like, because I imagine that might be good advice for certain groups, certain people, but it probably helps to start with somewhat of a bang, you know, because the whole idea of momentum and that kind of thing can really help.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think, I mean, I've seen people we're small creators, so I can't really say anybody isn't a small, I guess I'm saying like, I've seen people who have just started a project and haven't built a following yet. I've seen them launch a Patreon side by side, and I've seen them have, you know, success. And because of that, they've been able to, you know, upgrade their mic quicker or whatever it is, you know, that's kind of affected their show. That wasn't really our focus. Because we wanted to just, you know, I think I've seen, you know, some, actually, I'm not going to get into that, actually. I would say, I don't think there's a number. I think it just is whatever makes sense to you and your audience. Like, I was pretty confident in, like, we're not pros or, you know, we're not anything like that, but I was pretty confident in the quality that we were already putting out. I was like, well, this could make us go to the next level. This could, you know, I was confident where I was confident. I'd seen people, they'd messaged me, like, when are you guys starting a Patreon? I want to support, that kind of thing. I had started getting those messages. Bless might have gotten a few. And so that kind of made it seem less crazy in my mind. So, yeah.
Sure.
Yeah. I think it also, like, I think you'll know when you know also. I think it might be one of those things where, like, I think at a certain point you start to feel like, okay, how people are starting to notice what I do. People I'm starting to see the same people return to my content, the same people interact with me on Twitter, the same people in the comment sections, and I'm starting to see that. When you start to see returning faces, and you start to realize, like, oh, okay, well, there's an actual audience here, there's an actual community here. I think that's a good kind of notifier of like, okay, now if I were to build something, these people are behind me. I know these people are supporting me. I do think that, like, it also comes down to what your expectations are for Patreon. And Alex kind of said this too, like, if you're the purpose of the Patreon is to help your own content kind of sustain itself, right? I think you got to know, like, okay, how much is going to make this worth it? What is our goal for this Patreon, to make this Patreon worth launching? Or, like, if your goal is to get better equipment, or if your goal is to just, like, I don't know, roll the dice and see where the cards play. The size is going to differ depending on what you want, and where you're at, and you got to feel it for yourself and figure out, like, okay, what's going to work for me.
Yeah, and I almost started talking about it earlier, but Bless kind of what he said it a second ago, and I think just in general, like, consider your size, but also consider your size not only when you are thinking about starting a Patreon, but what the contents of your Patreon are. One of the things that we wanted to do was make sure all of our tiers and our rewards were benefiting the patron and not us. I've seen, like, people be like, if we hit $200, I'll buy myself a new mic. And it's like, well, you should probably do that anyways, you know? And so we didn't want to, you know, say, oh, if you pledge $20 or, you know, whatever, you can play a game with us. Well, you can play a game with us for free, right? So we didn't want our tiers to be access focused. We wanted them to be more content focused.
Yeah.
And this, stuff like that. So
it was a lot, like a large cause for like debate and like argument and like a conversation between us, because we would have tiers like, I think one of the tiers we have for like all the tiers is Discord and Discord badges. And that was like a huge thing for me where I was like, we can have them, but I don't want to like say that we have them. And like, I think Alex and Brandon were on the opposite side. And I was just like, yo, are people can join our Discord for free? Do people really care about having the Discord name or badge or whatever it is? And like, I forgot Alex and Brandon's point on it.
I think it was just, why not include that, you know?
And so like,
what's the, yeah.
Yeah. It's in figuring out, like, I know, like what Alex said about buying the mic or buying, like, I think a big thing I learned from Extra Life is that like, you have to have goals that motivate people, that people, that your goals should be things that people want, not that you want. And so like stuff like, at $300, we, take our podcast, Super Throne Watch, which is our hip hop podcast, and make that bi-weekly instead of monthly, right? Like, we know enough people like Super Throne Watch that that'll be a motivator for people. Whereas if it was like at $300, we'll upgrade, we'll buy 4K cameras, I guess. Like that isn't going to, I don't think that'll get people like really going. And yeah, stuff like playing games with people, like Alex said, it should be more focused on things that people might not get without that money, or things that money can actually like help you guys to do. Like the $100 goal is our podcast. It's our new podcast leaderboard, which is going to be like a kind of a serious thing. And like without the $100, right, we might not have the bandwidth to actually like justify doing that show. But with the support, we're like, okay, this is something we can justify doing. Okay, now I can justify doing this show biweekly. I think that's a big factor.
Yeah, it looks like you've put a lot of thought into those goals and the approach to them, because that's probably a huge part of people getting in. And I mean, some of them will probably just support you because they want to, because they're your friends, they're your fans, they're followers, and they want to, you know, see you do well. But then, yeah, I think it might be, you know, a lot of those people, it just tips them over the edge.
For sure.
Yeah, I think so.
For sure.
That's kind of how we looked at it.
So from here, what's the next goal? Because ideally, in a perfect world, you could do this full time, but you've got people spread out across different areas, and it's probably a great way to make sure that everyone can have the equipment that they need at each site to do the content that you produce. So have you got a next level that you want to take it to at some point, or what's the, I guess, most direct objective?
I don't think we really have collective goals that we really like discuss of like, okay, after Patreon, what's the next level for OKBeast? What are we looking forward to? Like, I have very loose goals of like, and this is less so a goal and more so a dream of like doing OKBeast full time. Like, that's like the end dream, I'll say, because like that's something that feels so far away and so like big that I feel like everything I'm doing is kind of building towards that, right? But I also have personal goals of like working at a site like IGN, or working at an outlet like Kind of Funny, or working at like a Giant Bomb or like a Kotaku or somewhere, right? Like that's one of the reasons why I started OKBeast, is so that I can have a portfolio, so I can work at one of these places. And like if OKBeast might end up being that, right? And so it all kind of folds in together of like, I want to be able to do what I love, do what I want, do something creative within video games full time. That's like my end goal. As far as OKBeast, I think that, yeah, like continual growth is a big goal. Like we have short term goals and long term goals. I think one of our I don't know if this is considered short term or long term, or maybe mid term, I don't know. But like by the end of the year, right, I think we have a certain number of subscribers that we want to hit on the YouTube channel. There's things like that. But we don't have really, well, there's stuff like sponsorship too. Like there's a bunch of different things that we have, as far as like short term stuff and long term stuff. But there's that. I can't think of what the next big step is for OKBeast other than continual growth and continual building of an audience and building of a community.
Yeah, and I feel like those, you know, I'm kind of blessed. Like now it's like, okay, I feel like we're at the beginning. Like before I can think about the next step, I've gotta come through for the Patreon. We've got to, you know, refine our content to where it's we're happy with it. We've got goals, like Bless said. I think now it's just like all about the grind and just seeing what happens for a while. I think the next goal, you know, the next big goal, like if we're talking like in scale of like Patreon or going full time, I think that'll reveal itself in time. But for now, I think we're just ready to hunker down and, you know, put out new shows, refine our current shows, and just keep grinding and trying to improve and to grow the website.
Very cool. Very cool. Well, congrats again. It looks like things are going really well. And to any of your fans out there, they might listen back to the interview I did with you last year. I don't know.
Yeah.
Maybe 20 or 30 episodes ago.
I think that'd be pretty interesting.
Yeah, how far things have come since then, because you're probably doing what some of your goals were at that point. So that's pretty cool.
Yeah. I think that's pretty cool. I think it was about a year ago too, so it'd be a good, you know, little
It was a few months after you merged, so it's probably probably maybe September or something.
Okay, yeah. So yeah, go check Very it good. Out.
Yeah. Thanks for joining me, and I will see you around the Discord.
Yeah.
Thanks for having us, Jono.
With my badge.
Yeah. Thanks for supporting, by the way, Jono. Really appreciate that.
Yes.
And thank you. If you're listening and you also listen to OK Beats and you also give it to Patreon, thank you so much for giving. We appreciate you guys so much. And yeah, keep listening to Jono's show, because it's putting in work.
That's it.
I tried not to do it, but I had to do it by the end of the episode.
Thank you for listening, and thank you to Audio Technica. That was OK Beast in the form of Alex Van Aken and Blessing Adioye Jr., who you can find all over Twitter and socials at OK Beast Now. Alex is at It's Van Aken, and Bless is at Blessing Jr. You can support this show with an iTunes review or picking up some sweet merch at 8bit.net/PIW. I'm on Twitter at Jono himself, and until next week, keep putting in work.